Hello everybody, welcome to the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, September 5th, 2022, and it kicks off with a good one. If you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, you're going to have a blast. But if you are brand new, or even if you've been around for a while but you haven't done this yet, you need to pause this video and watch the other video that I attach to every Monday's training, and that's entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. It covers all the information that you need to fully understand all the details that I discuss in these daily videos of what's the difference between prescribed and wild card, and what is the Leo option and the Neo option, and what are the goal times all about, and all of that information is in the other video. So watch that. You'll be good to go, and then come back and watch this. And you only need to watch that other video once. Here we go. Just some engine work on the air bike. Five different intervals, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 for men on the air bike, each one done as quickly as you can. Women have different calories, 35, 28, 21, 14, and 7. And it says a 1-to-2 work to rest ratio. So basically what that means is, however long it takes you to do any particular interval on the air bike, you rest double that amount of time. Then you begin the next interval. So for example, if one of those intervals takes you 2 minutes to do, that means you would rest 4 minutes before you do the next one. And as the intervals on the air bike require you to do fewer calories, the time will be less. So if an interval takes you 1 minute, well, then your rest interval is 2 minutes. It's double whatever the work is. And if to the uninitiated that seems like a lot of rest, it's not. It's not a lot of rest, it's enough rest to allow you to actually recover so that you can make this a higher intensity day and really push the pace on the bike. If you don't give yourself enough rest, you might as well just pedal for 15 continuous minutes. That's an entirely different workout. So we want chunks of work, good chunks of rest, so that you can hammer it. So enjoy that. And of course, we have all different calorie conversions for you there in case you're using a various type of bike, the rower, you know, whatever it happens to be, a skier, we've got you covered. Super Fitness Robot times are given for the bike as well as the more likely times. And as always, what I would encourage you to do is take a look at these times and you understand what the difference between the Super Fitness Robot and the more likely times are because you watched that other video, right? The New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. So, and if you see what the more likely times are and you think that you're going to be in that ballpark, then you're good to go. Go ahead and hammer it. And if you get the Super Fitness Robot times, you must be somebody whose wheelhouse is on the bike. It is not mine, but good on you for doing that. The wild card option is the workout of the day with the same number of calories, but instead of taking place on the air bike, it takes place on the rower. So if that's something you plan on doing anyway, we got you covered. Just click on wildcard option. You can log your score and be good to go. Scaled option, we've still got five intervals on the air bike, but it's fewer calories each time so that you won't be on the bike quite as long. And what that should allow somebody just getting back into fitness to do is to mimic the stimulus of the workout very closely, because instead of turning into a long slog, you'll still be able to do a shorter, sharper time on the bike, and that's what we want. So that's why there's a reduced calories for the scaled option. Limited equipment crew. They don't have a bike, so they've got some running intervals today. Each for time, an 800, a 600, a 400, a 200, and a 100. It's gonna be a great day. And that's with a 1-to-2 work to rest ratio also. They've got Super Fitness Robot times as well as more likely times to shoot for. And the no equipment workout is the same as the limited equipment workout. It's the running intervals. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Two things for the midline. You're gonna pick one of them if you choose to do anything, either the L-sit or the sandbag D-ball kind of bear hug static hold. If you're doing the L-sit, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes. For the bear hug, accumulate 3 to 5. You choose the loading. The other part of the optional accessory work is an either or, meaning I give you two options, pick one. either the overhead carry or the wall walk. Wall walk, 10 to 20 reps, slow and controlled, got a video there. For the overhead carry, you're just gonna lock out a pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, a barbell, appropriately loaded overhead, march 100 feet with it, drop it, rest for a couple minutes, do that a second time, do it a third time. Great head-to-toe strength builder, fantastic movement. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the kneeling layback and the frog stretch, both of which have a video. And I will just end with this last line at the bottom of the page we put every day, and we truly mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.